Record numbers of students are headed to colleges across the U.S. this fall. For those who will be arriving on campus for the first time, there is the time-honored ritual of orientation. Many colleges have developed extensive programs to welcome new students and ease their transition to university life. But as Pippin Ross reports from the college town of Amherst, Massachusetts, the first days are also traumatic for parents as well.
Welcome to Amherst.
Day one for new students at Amherst College.
In this one, there's some photo ID.
Okay.
For if you want to eat, if you're into that. Valentine.
Food can be important.
Do you have your key yet?
No.
Knots of bewildered-looking parents and their sons and daughters, members of the class of 2005, navigate class schedules, receive room keys and room assignments. One student jokes that disorientation might be a more accurate description. Amid the clamor, what's most noticeable is the brave, good cheer of the parents dropping off their kids. Unable to see over the stereo and sporting equipment cramming his station wagon, parent Tom Sturgis, Amherst class of 66, says he's envious of his son.
You know, we came with, at most, a radio when we did college. Maybe you brought a light as well and a fan. Today, refrigerators, TVs, computers, a car full of junk.
Amherst, like many of the surrounding schools, dedicates nearly a week to acclimating new students with all sorts of programs and events. Parents are included as well. Barbara Monis plans to do all that's offered, the tours, the socials, anything, she says, to ease the bittersweet send-off.
Well, he's my oldest child and the first one going off to college, so it is emotional. It's a mixture of excitement and a little bit of sadness because things are changing.
Amherst is a town with several campuses, and there are several nearby. Down the road a few miles, Smith College bolsters community spirit on campus by shipping newly arrived students off campus. These two juniors, Martha Hale and Gigi Smith, are among dozens escorting a group of freshmen to New Hampshire's White Mountains for several days of camping out.
I think camping is a very bonding experience and gets people to sort of talk about Smith before they're at Smith.
Gets rid of anxieties and allows them to be calm and forget about all the nervousness about school and all the academics.
Despite the fun and games that characterize orientation, it's serious business. Sherry Boykin East, director of residential life at Amherst, says the worst thing is homesickness.
Yeah, I would say that's probably the number one issue, adjustment to living next door to strangers or having a stranger right there in your room or the public bathrooms, all that.
While students bond and the smaller private colleges minister to skittish parents, the University of Massachusetts holds an annual community breakfast in Amherst.
I think it's a way to say, brace yourselves, you know, it's not going to be the same. We've been enjoying the summer, it's kind of quiet and laid back, we can enjoy our area a lot more, and then all of a sudden the students come and it's really different.
But filled with opportunity for resourceful locals. Ruth Nathan sits in a lawn chair in the middle of the Amherst campus. She's renting small refrigerators out of the back of a pickup truck. She and her family spend weeks working the campuses.
But it's fun, you get to be kind of like part of the whole community too, because we also own a liquor store right down the street. So we've also dealt with Amherst when the beer kegs, you know, were popular and stuff like that. So we've been dealing with it for a long time. And I love to come see all the young people. It's great.
Heading off to a day of activities, Amherst College freshman Taraka Patterson says he thinks he's starting to feel oriented.
Very oriented. About to get oriented-er.
Though Patterson's parents, Flame and William, tease him for not speaking like an Ivy Leaguer, they're fiercely proud.
It's a first, and I'm pumped. I'm so excited.
First off to college, he's more than able and ready to redefine college as itself, as a concept. He has big plans.
Amid all the tears and kisses, hugs and cautionary last words, there are casual, more stoic goodbyes. As one mother said, hey, he'll be home for Thanksgiving in 2 months with a carload of laundry and friends to feed. For NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross in Amherst, Massachusetts.